Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR6A. Boy, what a thrill. Am I glad to see this guy at the ballpark, and that's Ron Washington. Wash, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good, limping around, but other than that, I'm doing fine. But here you are with the Atlanta Braves, a third base coach, back sort of in a spot where you're teaching kids again and everything else.
Well, I'm having fun, and we got a good crop of kids, and, you know, they're trying to become very competitive, and I think as we move forward, they're going to be so competitive that Atlanta going to be back on the map.
Well, there's a culture change when things change, and Atlanta's always had some very, very good ball players transition, and then you got to teach all over again.
Well, that's what the game is about. I mean, because they're bringing the kids to the big league so fast, and there's nothing that we can do about it, so we have to get out there, and you got to continue to coach. And if you can't coach at the big league level, then you're doing the kids injustice.
Tell me about the shortstop, Dansby Swanson. I saw him last year when he was traded over from Arizona, number one pick out of Vanderbilt, and last year when we saw him here in the Bay Area, he was terrific.
He's it. He's got it. He's got it. He does all the things that a shortstop's supposed to do. He has sure hands. He certainly take the right angles to balls. He play balls the way they're supposed to be played. He's got a very accurate arm, and he can throw the balls from many angles, and he's a student of the game, and that's all the qualities you want to see in a tremendous ball player. And he has a ways to go, but I tell you what, he's handling himself extremely well.
Ron Washington with us. Wash, you handled Gold Glovers, and it comes to mind Giambi. First of all, you made him a first baseman. I remember that, all those days out there throwing balls in front of him and scooping. Tejada, Chavez, Mark Ellis. What did you see in those kids maybe that you see in Swanson?
They wanted it, and they proved to the Oakland fans that they were winners, and that's what Swanson is. He wanted, and he's a winner. And that's what Eric and them did. They put in their time, and they listened, and they applied, and their ability just came to the top, you know, and they just needed some guidance and some direction. And that's what these young kids today need, and that's what Eric and all those guys you mentioned needed. And I was very fortunate that Billy Beane gave me an opportunity to be there with those kids and help guide them in the direction that they ended up going in, and they ended up being tremendous baseball players.
Well, you had the pancake glove, which I love, and it's a flat glove, and you made them field ground balls with a pancake glove. Tell the fans about that.
Well, you know, that just helped you to understand where your hand is inside your glove. You got your glove and you got the web, but you catch the ball with your hand. And if you know where your hand is in the glove, it makes it easier to make sure that the ball is always secured. And that's the purpose of that pad. And when you take that pad off, now you put a glove on your hand, you got depth. And with that depth, and you just field the ground balls with no depth, you can just see how it can be. And once they put their glove on their hand, they know where their hand is. And that's what you're supposed to always know as an infielder, where your hand is in the glove. The rest of the glove is not important, just where your hand is in the glove. And that's what that pad does. And I'm a believer in it, and I've been using it for many, many years. And it takes a while to understand how to use it. But once you get that down, you can catch anything.
Wash, you start off in Kansas City at the Academy. Anybody teach you something like that at the Academy?
No. You know, I got my knowledge on infield play actually from Chico Fernandez when I got traded over to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Chico was hard on every infielder. And it was hardness in the sense that it was love. And as a young guy, I recognized that. So I tried to absorb as much from Chico as I possibly could. And when my playing days was over and, you know, I went to the Mets as an infield instructor, all the things that Chico put me through, it came back to the surface. I tweaked some of it. Some of it is mine, but some of it is also, a lot of it is from Chico Fernandez. I don't think we all acquire anything in this game without the help of somebody, and Chico was my guy that helped me infield-wise.
Now, I remember Chico Fernandez. He was a Dodger,
yes.
If I'm thinking of the right one, Brooklyn
right.
Dodger.
That's the right one.
Then he went to the Tigers, and he was one heck of a shortstop.
And he's one heck of a professor when it comes to infield play.
Yeah, boy, no, I remember Chico Fernandez. Yeah, he couldn't beat out Pee Wee Reese, and that was the problem in those days.
Yeah.
But not many people could.
Well, you know, and but that didn't stop him from giving. And that's what this game is about, giving. Because everything we have, as I said, someone gave it to us. And the only way we can keep this game going is to continue to pass it on.
Well, I love talking to baseball with Wash. Always a pleasure. All the success you had in Texas and two World Series and, boy, the Giants and then the Cardinals. And, of course, all the success you've had. You won two pennants. Come on, man. You've been in two World Series. Not many people can say that.
No, not many people can say that. I mean, I've been to three All-Star games and two World Series. and haven't won any of them. So, you know, that last one bothers me, but what can you do? You know, it's the players play, and you get them ready, and my guys were ready to play. We just didn't get it done. St. Louis did.
I know. We watched every pitch, believe me. Wash, what about Brandon Phillips? You got to work with him, and this has always been a flashy guy for me. Does that fit well with you?
Yes, it does, because he makes the plays. That's his style, and it hasn't hurt us in any way. So, you know, when someone has a style and it doesn't hurt you, you don't mess with it. Now, if his style was hurting us, I think I would have to sit down and talk with Brandon to see if we could change him. But he's been doing this for 14 years and been very successful at it, and he has gold gloves. So you just give him his work and watch him go and let him know that if there's any questions he have, you're there for him. But I enjoy watching him, and I work him every day, and he's receptive to that, and he does a tremendous job out there with our young shortstop.
How about when he throws one behind his back?
Well, he's done that also, and it's on the money. I mean, I don't too particularly like it, but, you know, he's perfected it, and I haven't seen him do that and mess it up, so it's something that he's perfected.
Now, you've been a long-time American leaguer, although you have the National League roots behind you, but what do you think of this National League?
Well, I'll tell you, there are definitely some tremendous baseball players over here. It's one thing to watch them on TV, but it's another thing to watch them live, and they get after it. They really get after it, and so this isn't a good experience for me, but in the whole, you know, I know everyone in baseball, both National League and American League, so in a whole, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do at third base, and they're going to have to do what they have to do in the field, and when it's all over, we'll see who got the upper hand.
It's great. Well, they always said you had the rabbit's foot in your back pocket, and coaching third base, and you're an aggressive third base coach. If you had to give advice to a third base coach, what would you say?
Make sure his players know that he is aggressive, and make sure whenever they go into one base, they're not thinking about that base, they're thinking about the other base. So anytime they come into third base, I don't already let them know they got to be thinking about home plate and let me stop them. And they've been aggressive, and we've been pulling off some stuff at home plate and been getting away with it. You say rabbit's foot, but I say it's just the players give you an opportunity to make a decision, you make a decision. And if you make the decision because they gave you an opportunity to make the decision, your decision will always be right,
you know,
even if it turns out wrong.
Well, that's right, as long as you made the right decision. It doesn't always turn out right. But they used to tease you. Mike Quadi and Art Howe and Ken Maka and Curt Young, they would tease you.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't stop me. And the name of the game is to score runs. Yeah. I don't coach third base stupidly. I take chances, but I know when to take chances. And because you take chances, sometimes you're going to take a chance and it's not going to work. Yeah. But I live with that. But the overall thing is, in this game, is you have to score runs.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be fast to score runs. You just have to do the right things on the base pads. And every third base coach, if you give him an opportunity, he's going to make the right decision.
Yeah. Boy, how do you like the new ballpark?
I love it. It's quality. And I think when everyone come out to Atlanta and see it, it's state of the art. It is so beautiful. And, you know, we're getting our crowds on the weekend. You know, school is out now. We may get a little more.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the weekend, they're out there and they're loud and they're enjoying it. And our team is definitely giving them something to cheer about.
Well, you know, I've said it before. If there's a Hall of Fame for the instructors, for those people who worked hard and taught the people how to play the game, you're in it. I've always told you that.
Well, thank you for that, Marty. But I tell you what, if that's the case, it was the people that taught me.
Yeah.
Because I came through Kansas City. I came through the Dodgers organization. And there were two organizations that was very aggressive. And it's in my blood. And I don't know anything else. And once I can't be aggressive anymore, then I know this is not for me.
Oh, boy, great to have you on the show. Good to see you. Look great.
To see you too. Thank you.
All right. That's Ron Washington. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.